more grace, and thank you for listening to the Prophetic Podcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Here's today's message.
Ignorance and victory are impossible roommates. They do not shack well. They don't live well together, which means victory is predicated on my knowledge and the application of it. So I just added another component. It's not enough just to know it, but I got to know when to apply it. When to apply it, how to apply it. Are you listening to me? Now, if you don't think that there's a battle going on in your mind, I'm telling you right now, if you don't think it's a battle, you in a battle. The mere fact that you don't think you in a battle lets me know that you, and the way I know it, because some of you are in here right now, but your mind ain't. Just because you're sitting in a seat don't mean your mind is where your seat is. You can be right here in the sanctuary and your mind is on what you went through earlier today, what you got to take care of tomorrow. You can be right in here and scatterbrained. Now, who you think is behind you not being able to focus on a word that can bring you deliverance? Your mind is never scattered on Instagram. Got you under my attention. You trying to look on Instagram and drive. No, sir. I ain't lying. I know I'm telling the truth. You sit here and act crazy if you want to. Tell me something, you don't grab your phone when you're driving. Stop it. But stay with me. It goes with you. It wherever you go, you take it. You can just put your phone down. 2 minutes ago. Walk to the refrigerator, come back, and you got to look at it again, unless you took it with you.
Jeez, prophet.
You're focused on things that can't help you. But then I'll sit in church and you can't listen to the word. Who you think is behind that? You sitting in church hearing the word of God, the only thing that has the power to free you, and in here texting. In here checking your inbox. Worrying about who DM'd you, and then you look at your life and wonder why you defeated. It's the truth anyhow. So Luke chapter 4 is where we was, and I want to examine it again. Because Jesus used armor just like you did. And the reason he had to use armor is because on earth he functioned as a what? Amen. Very important. I really hope you get that in your spirit. He functioned as a what?
Man.
As a man. Now, watch this. Remember we talked about how Jesus came, and what did he come to do?
To die.
That's right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten what?
Son.
All right. And we talked about it don't take that long to die. Yet, he waited 33 and a half years and recorded the last 3.5 years of his life to show us how to function on earth as a man. He could have came, did what he did, and didn't worry about you, but left us an example. The Bible says he left us an example. Why? That we should follow in his footsteps. He showed you, this is how you handle this. This is how you handle that. And if you handle it this way, catch this by the Spirit. Look at where I have been exalted. because of my obedience. Okay. Wherefore God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above what? But why? Not just because he was the son. The only reason he was trusted with exaltation is because he became obedient unto death. He humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. And Jesus said, my reward for my obedience and submission to the Father is God has given me a name that's above every name. And I left you that example so I can show you that if you're obedient to the Father, I'll exalt you. So when you wonder why in your life you are stuck and there's no promotion, maybe there's a test that you have not yet obeyed that's hindering your exaltation. That's the only reason you're still in the same place. I'm ready to be further than this. I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like my relationships are stuck. I feel like I'm stuck on my job. And the Spirit of God is saying, you are stuck. But you're not stuck because of me. You got you stuck. I left you an example. The example is obedience to what I tell you to do. And if you do that, I'll exalt you. I put you in a position that whoever comes before you will have to bow. That at his name, every knee should bow. God told me that when he called me and Joshua, he told me no man will be able to stand before you. God told me that and it's never failed. But it's not because of my greatness, but it has been because of my obedience. So he took time to show you. This is how you fight the enemy. So Luke is going to show us how Jesus used his armor as a man. Now, he didn't just redeem us to go to heaven. I came that you might have
life.
Yeah. So I didn't just come and die for you because I want you to go to heaven. I came and died for you and showed you how to live the Christian life. Because I want you to have victory in your life.
Yes.
I want you to be saved on Tuesday. And after you get saved, you are 20 years defeated. Heaven ready, but no good for the earth. Heaven ready, but never impact your family or generation, because you was having church, but you never had knowledge. Know about y'all, I'm trying to leave a print. Amen. Jesus is so bad. Jesus was so obedient to what God told him to do that his death caused time to start over. Y'all, yeah, right there, y'all missed that. They missed it. When Elele Mashiach, his obedience was so powerful that when he got here, time went from BC to AD. Everything on earth now is defined before Christ. And now because of his obedience, now it's after Christ. You want to make an imprint in people's life that they say who they were before you and who they were after you. Are y'all listening to me? Okay. All right. So Luke chapter 4 shows us that the devil is real. And he exists. And he's the tempter, right? But this scripture alone shows you that when Jesus functioned in this text, that he had to be functioning as a man. Amen. This right here shows you how. Give me James 1. James chapter 1. You see where I'm going?
Yes, sir.
Give me around about verse 9. Next verse. Keep going. Keep going. Blessed is the who?
Man.
Blessed is the who?
Man.
Who does what?
Endures temptation.
For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that what? Watch verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by who?
God.
For who?
God.
Cannot. If Luke 4 was God, he wouldn't have been able to be tempted. My God, don't you love the Bible? Yeah. He was tempted as a man. He was tempted as a man. Are y'all hearing me? Now, it's only temptation if you can yield to it. If you can't yield to it, it ain't temptation. If somebody tempt me and tell me they'll give me, I would love to have $100 billion right now. But somebody tempt me with $100 billion by telling me, I can give you $100 billion if you have a baby. Well, that's not a temptation to me. Because whether it's $100 billion or whether it's a dollar, I can't have no baby. Temptation is only something that you can yield to. The enemy know what can get you. All right? So the Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, hallelujah. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the what?
Wilderness.
Verse 2. Being tempted for 40 days by the who?
Devil.
By the who?
Devil.
By the who?
Devil.
And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. Verse 3. And the devil said unto him, if you are the what?
Son of God.
Command this stone to become what? And we talked about right here how the enemy approached him. But I said that all our life, we probably saw that the devil as a symbol. That God was right here and the devil walked up to him. But I told you that I needed you to understand that he did not appear to him physically, just like he don't appear to you physically. Okay. That the way the enemy came to him was in his what? Mind. And you know why? Because if the devil walked up to you and showed you he was the devil, you would rebuke him. I hope you got enough sense to do that. To know that if the enemy came up to me and I know that's the devil, and he take out his ID. He said, who are you? I'm the devil. Give you his license and tell you to do something. I hope you ain't that desperate that you're going to get in bed with the devil. Amen. You'll say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, you old foul, unclean spirit, you devil, you. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
So one thing that I want to say to you, and this is one of the most powerful things I'm going to say in this whole series. I'm not really going there yet. But remember, the devil is not going to identify himself as the devil. So here's the very, very, very powerful thing I'm about to share with you that I hope you get. When the devil comes with the thought, he's going to speak that thought to your mind in your voice. Because if you hear it in your voice, you're not going to question you, because you're going to take it as you got sense. This ain't the devil, this is me. I know I ain't crazy. He's going to masquerade in your voice. I know, ain't I'm telling the truth.
You telling the truth, preacher.
I did it. He ain't coming in, no. No. He gonna come in your voice. He gonna come in your educated voice, in your smart voice, in your voice that think it got all the sense, in your voice that done been right before. One of the greatest weapons of the enemy is being right. If he can ever trick you by being right, he got you. If I thought something about you, I thought you didn't like me, didn't know you didn't like me, but I thought you didn't like me, and it came out true that you didn't like me, the enemy knows now that you got confidence in what you think. So because he know you got confidence in what you think, he gonna keep on giving you thoughts because you trust what you think. They're not getting it. They're not getting it. Oh, is you chewing? Are you chewing? Look down your row. Say, that man is talking about me. Don't let you think something and you be right. You have to understand. You got to understand how the enemy plays. When I used to go shoot pool a lot in the pool hall, okay, I don't gamble. You know, I'm just shooting pool, having a good time. Okay, I didn't know that people come in there acting like they can't play just to get you to play. Come on, y'all got to get where I'm going. You got to get where I'm going. You got to get where I'm going. So what they do is they come up, they go over to a table, and you see them over there shooting, and you watching them. And they missing all kind of pockets. I mean, missing every. And you seeing, they really look like they trying. Okay, now, about 20 minutes later, they going to walk over to you. They're going to say, I'll play you for $100. Guess what you going to, come on. I done saw you playing. I know you can't play. Not knowing it was a setup. And once they get you in the game, they got you. And the enemy sends a trick. He'll send a thought. Marvel not, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He comes in something that you can trust. But give him time, you're going to find out it was the devil. Am I helping anybody? Verse three again. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And he's always coming to cast doubt in your mind. He knew Jesus was the Son of God. He ain't thinking. He knew he was. We know that the devil know who Jesus was. When demons would cry out, demons would say, why come torment me before my time? They knew who he was. So you would think that the way the enemy should have come to Jesus was, since you are the Son of God. But he never goes with since. He always is going to say, if, the same way he approached Eve. Caused Eve to cast doubt on what God said. Did God say the day you eat of the fruit? So the enemy always is coming after you to cast doubt because he wants you to question in your mind the legitimacy of what you know. You know God is real. You know you receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and then you look at someone on the internet that go to talking crazy, and you go to questioning whether this is real. I talked to a brother the other day. He used to be in here speaking in tongues, all right? And now he done read something and don't believe in speaking in tongues. I say it's either one or two things. Either you never had it, or you reprobate. Nowhere in the world you had a genuine encounter with the Holy Ghost and you can question it. No way. No way. No way. You was faking the whole time. You never had no. There are Elele Mashiach. There are encounters with him that I can never deny. There are things he's done for me and ways he's proved himself to me that I can never say he ain't real. No, he's real. Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. Amen. Right? So once you've had an encounter with him, that can't be denied. But what he'll do is he'll try to get you to question the legitimacy of what you know. And think about it now. The devil knows. He's not going to come to you scary. When he came to Jesus, it wasn't loud. Wasn't no thunder. Wasn't a whole bunch of just a thought. Nothing to let you know it was him.
Jesus.
Just planted a thought. You ain't saved. They don't like you at that church. Pastor preaching on you.
Preacher.
Somebody told Pastor your business. You see? He just planned a thought. Can you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get you to get just one little thought. You ain't saved. Then look at her. Look at how she act in front of Pastor. Oh, that's a thought. Oh, that's a thought. Then Miss Jay. She get mighty happy when Pastor come back. Look at the way she walk. Look at the way she pray. Thoughts. Some are thoughts, some are conversations. But it's thoughts. Hear me? I can't be honest. I can't trust nobody. I can't deal with them. If I tell people who I really am, they're going to judge me. What if they mistreat me? What if they... All of it or nothing but thoughts.
Excellent. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You can't... You won't even speak before the people. What if they don't like me? What if I fail? You don't even know if you'll succeed. Because all he did was plant a thought. And the thought paralyzed you.
That's it. Oh.
Just a thought. Just a thought. Verse 4. Is anybody being helped?
Yes.
Verse 4. But Jesus answered him saying what?
It is written.
Saying what?
It is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now Jesus was the author of the word. But him being the author didn't stop him from saying it is what?
Written.
Now, we didn't write it. He wrote it. But he wants you to understand that whenever you say it is written, that's your validation. That's your weapon against the enemy. You can't fake the devil. You can't outfight him. You can't outthink him. You can't outprocess him. So the only way you can beat him is by quoting something that's older than him. He's older than you. So you ain't got no trick that you can pull on him because he's seen it before. But there's one thing that's been here before he got here. In the beginning was the Word. So give him the Word and declare, it is written. You can't just be saying stuff. Say it's written. I want to say that to you. When the enemy come after you with things, don't just quote the Word. He gave you an example. Enemy tell you, be afraid. It is written. Man shall, man, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power of love and a sound mind. Yeah. Devil tell you, God is leaving you. He ain't with you no more. It is written. Lord, I'm with you always. Even unto the. You just messed up and you feeling condemned. It is written. There's therefore now no condemnation. He's showing you how to defeat the enemy. Tell somebody, it is written. Why he ain't just say bye, devil? I mean, he is God. But he was operating as a man and was showing us how to defeat him. He could have just said, you go, bye, get out of here. He didn't do that. That's what he did. Talk to the hand. He didn't do that. He gave him the Word. He said it's written because the devil cannot argue with what's written. Watch this. Because the only authority he has is the authority that's written. Even he can't operate outside of his authority. Verse 5. Then the devil taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment time. Now, again, these are temptations, but these have to be real temptations. We'll let you know Jesus could not have been operating as God right here, because how could you show God what's already his? So it had to be a genuine temptation, which means he was functioning as a man, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment's time. Verse 6, and the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and the glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Come on. Therefore, if you will what? Worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get thee behind me who?
Satan.
For it is
written,
you shall worship the Lord your God and him only. It's written. He's acting on our behalf. He's showing us what to do. But here's the thing. You can't say what's written if you ain't read it. And he ain't ignorant. He know when you don't know. He know when you ain't got the armor to defeat whatever he bringing at you. He knows it. He know all you do is come in here. Don't even pick up your Bible when you leave here. No, you just come to church, pick up, have a good time. Don't spend no time in your Word. And then you look at your life and wonder why you captive. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Wonder why you are destroyed. Tell somebody, not another year. Look down your run. Tell somebody else, not another year. Verse 9. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written. Now here go him quoting the Bible. See? Are you listening to me? Now, the devil knows the Bible, but he don't know it. He don't know its significance. He don't know the power of it. Because if he knew it, he would know he was defeated. Because that's in the Bible too. in the Bible, we win, he lose. So you would think if he knew the Bible, he would at least leave me alone because he know he gonna lose, right? But he knows it, but he doesn't know the significance of it. But he said, it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. Verse 11, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a what? And Jesus answered and said unto him, it has been said. Now hold on here. So when the enemy went to Logos, Jesus went to Rhema. So that when the enemy, when the enemy will come to you and quote a scripture, because he'll plant them too. He'll plant a scripture. But when he comes to you and plant a scripture in your mind, you need to have been in fellowship with him so you can remind him of not only what was written, but something he just said. I know what you say, but the Lord told me something last night. He told me this. I'm not gonna die like this. So he'll give you Rhema, but you got to come back at him. He'll give you Logos, but you got to come back at him with Rhema. Don't just give him word. Give him the word he gave you. You know, you go through a trial. You go through a trial and somebody at the job and you at the job and you lose the job. And the devil will come to you and say, I thought no weapon formed against you was going to. See, y'all see, I ain't hearing this. The devil will plant the word. And now he's doing that to get you to doubt it. So that you will think it don't work. I stood on it and I still got fired. I quoted the word I gave and I still didn't get this. See? So then here comes the enemy playing a thought. I thought if you give, it's going to come back to you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking again. Look at your account. Show don't look like you got it. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to show you how to defeat him. He started quoting the Bible to you. But then that's when you come back at him and say, yes, that's true. But I got another word to say he going to overturn it. Yeah, hell yeah. See. That's when you give him a rhema. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Verse 13. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him unto an. He coming back. So he beat him. But I want you to know that just because you beat him don't mean he ain't coming back. He's coming after your mind. I'm talking about as soon as you beat him. I'm talking about you got him. And see, that's what happens a lot of times. You whip him. You whip him one solid week. And you be feeling like you're the champion of the world. I'm a heavyweight. Ooh, I'm a heavyweight champion of the world. Because you whooped him for a week. You beat him down for 1 week. And he heard you glorying in whooping him. But he's waiting on an opportune time. Bible say be wise as a what? Serpent. Why? Because serpents know when to strike. Why you paying the serpent attention, he ain't going to strike you. But when you ain't paying him no attention and you think he gone, gotcha. So I say be sober. Be vigilant. Because you got an adversary. Are y'all listening to me? He's coming after your mind so he can control you. He's coming with suggestions. And when he comes with those suggestions, he's doing that to influence you. Now stay with me. Stay with me. You got to stay with me. He don't just come with thoughts, but he comes with suggestions. Okay, think about it. Do y'all know that, I'm not throwing off, but just think about this. It makes no sense to wear pants that you got to keep pulling up. That don't make sense. Pants are made to go around your waist, and you wear a belt. Years ago, people didn't do that. But somewhere, people have been influenced. No, no, nobody woke up one day and said, I want my pants to sag. You saw somebody else do it.
Yes.
I want you to see the power of influence. And what I'm really trying to show you is not too many people are their own persons. Not too many people think for themselves. And I'm telling you, at large, most of us are robots. And you don't think you're a robot because you don't understand that the influence don't have to come by somebody just telling you. I can influence you just by making you feel bad about being who you are. Why you think, don't you think that they know it's Halloween season? So as soon as you walk in the store, guess what's there? Bam, Halloween. Sales, all this stuff. You go in the store, don't even plan on buying certain stuff. But they influence you. Be on the phone with somebody. Ain't even hungry. You hit them chewing and get hungry. See how y'all playing like I ain't telling the truth? Now you're not even hungry. You're not even hungry. But they influence you. Why you think that they set these phones up to hear you? And as soon as it hear you, as soon as you look at your phone, you see an ad for what you were just talking about. You ain't plan on doing no shopping. But here comes an ad. Temu, here comes an ad. Temu, that's the new demon. Temu got everybody buying stuff. Look at these people, listen to me, who are making millions of dollars. Guess what they are called? Influencers. Living a life, trying to look like them, act like them. You got people on. Y'all gotta listen to me. You got people sitting, eating.
Right.
And they got millions of views because somebody watched them eating crabs. What'd you say?
I should have been doing that.
And guess what? Say with me now. Watch how powerful influence is. So powerful that another company now asks to use your viewers. I want to use your platform because whatever you do, people are watching. Now, hear me by the Spirit. You don't think, stay with me, that the government influences? You don't think that they have people in certain places of power? You don't think that they know that they're not going to... Let me tell you something. I won't get into that. So we just do stuff because we've been influenced. And we never ask ourselves, is it right? Does it produce positive results? See, he can influence you. And the devil knows if I can influence you, I can control you. You hit up just copying what other folk do. Just copying it.
Just copying.
Your hair every color on the globe. I mean, just copying. Stay with me. I'm not throwing off. Y'all just hear me. I'm just saying, we just do stuff.
And if that's
you, let it be you. And whatever color you want to wear till Jesus come. All I'm saying to you is make sure you doing it because it's you. Make sure it's an original thought. Be you. But guess what anyone do? Influence you. Just do stuff because everybody else is doing it. Because, you know, if I can influence you, I can control you. John chapter 8, quickly. John 8. John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my what? Indeed. Verse 32, and ye shall know the what?
Truth.
And the truth shall what?
Make you free.
So the Bible, I told y'all that knowledge and proper use wins battles. Now, truth don't just make you free. Truth makes you free when you act on it. Now, a lot of folk in here got the truth. You know the word of God that declares God ain't gave you the spirit of fear. But it's obvious that you don't know it because you got it and you scared to fly. Come on, stay with me now. You have the word of God. And here you are with all this God, all this word. You scared to get on a cruise. Too much water out there. I don't know. Too much water out there on the cruise. See? But you know the truth. You scared to go out at night. Got to get in by a certain time. You know, it get dark out there. You know, it's getting crazy out here. Got you scared. But you know the truth. You know the truth, and you depressed. How are you depressed once you know the truth? You have the truth. Watch this. You got it, but it ain't making you free. Because I told you, you don't know it till you do it. Be not hearers of the word only, deceiving yourself. The word know in this text is the same word that was used for know in Jeremiah 1. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Here he is saying again, know, and ye shall know the truth. It's the same as Cain knew his wife. What does that mean? How many people know when the Bible says Cain knew his wife, it wasn't talking about knowing. It was some action. Right? You know that tithing is right. You know that giving is right. You know that. You know that according to the word of God. Yet you holding back money because you don't know it. You know it here, but you won't act on it. And because you won't act on it, you can't get free. You got head knowledge. But it does not influence you to a place where you actually operate in it. So then here's the question. You're not doing it. Which means you don't know it. Because if you know it, why you ain't
doing it?
What old folks say? When you know better, you what?
Do better.
I see so many people who are going through certain things in their life. That God has given you the answer according to the word to how to get out of certain things, yet you still keep trying to do it your way. There's no way you could know that what you're doing is going to bring about bad consequences, yet you keep doing it. That doesn't make sense. There's no way in the world I can believe unless I believe I'm the exception.
That's right.
Everybody else do it, this would happen to them. But you know, I'm going to come out of it. Tell your neighbor, God wants you free. So he wants you to put on truth, put on righteousness, put on the gospel of peace, put on faith, put on salvation, put on the word of God. That's the true armor. What do you know about it? Because little Bible knowledge equals little victory. Little knowledge, little victory. No knowledge, no victory. Much knowledge, much victory. But it's all dependent upon the knowledge. Not just saying it, but doing it. I have to walk this thing out. What am I to use this thing against? Now that I know that it's for, who want to know what I'm supposed to use it against? Because he said, stand, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Against the what? So I know what the armor is. I know what the armor is, but what am I to use it against? Who want to know? Ephesians chapter 6.
Oh, yeah.
Ephesians 6. they can't do my cliffhanger better than me. Even if it was, it ain't gonna be no more because they said that. They ain't gonna do my cliffhanger on me. See, you gotta know it. You have to know it in a way. I told one of the saints that the Bible declares. If somebody hits you on the right cheek, okay, scripture says, do what? Okay, stay with me. Okay, let me help you really understand what that means. Okay, stay with me. It catch the revelation of this text. It doesn't mean literally. Okay. It doesn't mean if I hit Mother Kelly here on the left, bam, she supposed to say. And you just got hit over here. Hit. Okay. But once a person gets hit, the normal thing to do is retreat. I just got hit on my cheek. I'm going to retreat my other cheek from being hit. Jesus is saying, instead of retreating when someone does you wrong, offer yourself. Because the only way I can turn the other cheek means I have to offer it to them, because naturally I would hide it. So Jesus is saying, when you are in a relationship, a friendship, and a person hurts you, you're not supposed to draw back from them. That's what normal people do. Actually, overcome the evil. Look down your road, say, I got a long way to go. Because that's not what we do, right? This is a true statement. I was in Jacksonville. I told a musician. He was playing bad. I said, just get off. I can't take it. Right? When it was over, he came up to me. I'm tired of all that stuff. You don't talk to everybody else like that. You ain't gonna talk about me like that. I grabbed him. I said, you don't wanna fight me. You love me. I'm Prophet Khan. He started laughing. I didn't respond the way he expected. And Jesus is saying, when people come at you one way, respond a way that they don't expect. Because a soft answer Clap your hands. I'm done, church. Come on, clap those hands. Come on, clap, clap. Hallelujah. Look at three people around you and say, the devil can't have my mind. Amen. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
How the enemy just plant thoughts.
Yes.
You know? But if you can get a handle on it, I promise you, this is how you, the reason I'm going to get our mind right is because next year, we massive. Okay? But I can say we massive all I want to. If you don't change here, nothing gonna change.
Thank you for listening. Visit our website for more information to stay connected with the ministry of Prophet Brian Karn at briancarn.com or kingdomcitychurch.com.